What is going on, everybody?
We are here with an evening cup. I believe the second one of the new year, 2022. Let's go. And we are here with a super, super local,
hyper local
kind of. I mean, it's still hyper local. We first brought you in with 2022 with a Grand Rapids distillery. Now we're going down 131 on the U.S. route to Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Let's go. Today we are going to be tasting a fine gin from Kalamazoo Stillhouse.
Yep. And so if anybody out there is familiar with Kalamazoo, if you're coming in from Battle Creek onto Kings Highway into downtown, they're on the left. They got the beautiful mural on it. Very colorful, very bright. They are there.
A little bit about Kalamazoo Stillhouse. They're Kalamazoo's first federally licensed artisan distillery since Prohibition. Located in the River's Edge District in the heart of our hometown, Kalamazoo, Michigan. We mash, ferment, distill, and bottle our handmade spirits on site, including vodka, gin, rum, and aged whiskeys.
Yeah, so we asked.
Mantra is honest spirits, local people.
Honest spirits, local people. There we go. Love to see it. We asked our sales rep, Colin, right?
Colin, yep. Ripped Bob. Bob moved to the east side.
Hey, Bob. Hope you're out there having a great time. Asked him to give us...
That's gin, folks.
Ric Flair go, woo. Asked us to get us a gin, and he went with Kalamazoo Stillhouse. Do you remember how much this was? Was it like 35, 40?
I don't, but I can look it up real quick.
Yeah, look it up real quick. So we asked him, man.
I got something in my eye.
This is very clear. I mean, it's clear, the clear spirit, but... Oh, they use local grains. Okay. Small batch, of course, made from scratch, authentically crafted in our pot still using local grains. As our Polish ancestors say, nah, do
not going to work here anymore. That's for sure.
This is a Drawi. I'm going to need help from anybody that speaks Polish. It's N A space Z D R O W I E exclamation point.
Any help from our Polish friends would be appreciated.
Yes.
So this is a $32 bottle of gin.
Not bad. Ooh.
That's what I said. It is gin.
But not in a bad way.
Oh.
It's okay. So I got lime and citrus out of this. What? Maybe a little cucumber. Obviously, I get small junipers.
So in this, the description says, we're gin people. What can we say?
I'm this excited now.
Nine botanical recipe is our best take on gin.
Okay.
With hope of pleasing any palate. It is 45% alcohol by volume.
And normally gin's pretty hefty on the ABV and proof. So that's not shocking.
Yeah, this is so when I said, woof, that's gin, that was a good thing.
Okay, good.
It is. I can definitely, I didn't pin nine botanicals in
right,
there.
That's a but good amount.
That it so you get yourself a cheap gin, you're going to get a rush of generally pine tree. This, juniper. I think I'm going to go out on a limb.
I kind of got some cucumber, got some sweet lime,
I'm gonna lemon. Go out on a limb and say this is an American style gin.
Yeah, I would say so. It definitely has less junipers, more the citrusy smell. Getting closer to Hendrix, closer to the
Knickerbocker
gin, yeah, from New Holland. So
number one, I love the label.
Clean.
It's clean. It's got
metallic.
Some metallic.
There we go.
You got the nice aqua or turquoise in the gin, little gold in the Stillhouse, and a gold star in Kalamazoo.
Something about that aqua teal color and white. I mean, so we just finished a morning cup. Go ahead and check that out. We did a bag of coffee from Bird Rock Coffee Roasters in California, and they had the same kind of branding
what
style.
What a coincidence.
That is coincidence. We did not plan that. That light blue on that cream, kind of off-white, it pops. It's nice. It's clean. The metallics definitely hit different.
As the kids would say.
Yeah, so I like how they have the little botanicals around the when it was made,
when they were founded.
Yeah. I like that. They're gin people. So I'm excited. Standard bottle. I like it. It keeps it clean.
I'd like to consider myself a gin guy.
So that's why Jack's here for the stamp approvals. I don't give them out. Jack does.
Yeah. I've liked gin for a long time. It's, you know, definitely gone in phases. Because originally, I think when you first get into alcohol, you're like, ew, gin.
Yeah.
Pine trees. Yeah.
You're like, vodka. I got to get flavored vodka.
Yeah.
Watermelon, Smirnoff, so, please.
You know, vodka is oftentimes, as I refer to it, is a soulless spirit because there's no natural flavor to it.
And it's also going to take your soul.
Yeah.
Because you're gone.
But gin. Gin is complicated. It's complex.
Kind of like life.
If it's good. You know, there's different botanicals you can use in it. It's just a lot of stuff, and it has a lot of depths of flavor that I don't think people really give it credit for.
Let's, I got a new segment. We're going to rapid fire. Jack doesn't know what this is coming. We're going to rapid fire stamp of approvals of mainstream, maybe not craft gins.
Ooh,
5 o'clock gin, go.
No.
Gilby's, go.
No.
Seagram's.
Yes.
Ooh. Arrow? I don't know if they do a gin.
Pine Trees.
No. Bombay.
Yes.
Hendrix.
Which Bombay? There's several.
Sapphire,
yes.
Hendrix.
Obviously, yes. Hendrix is my favorite gin.
And I think that's it. I really was interested in the Gilby's and the low-key Gilby's.
I might have to try it again.
It
may have been a while.
It's not good.
Seagram's low-key is not bad. It is the house gin of the one and only Lakeview Lounge. Mr. Downey will hook you up there with some Seagram's gin in your G&Ts.
All right. That is the end of the rapid fire stamp of approval.
I tried to wear my cowboy hat, but it doesn't fit with the...
Oh, man. Try to put it on. There it goes. Leave it. There we go.
Reach for the sky. For those listening to you on the podcast, I put on a Stetson.
And he also has a regular hat on and earmuffs.
Max, earmuffs. I can say whatever you want.
All right. Given enough time to breathe, let's go ahead and get a sip in there.
Smells phenomenal. It really does.
It really does. Wow. This has like a great, dude, it's got all the citrus smells. It's,
yeah, I'm getting, you know, orange, lemon, some lime in there.
What's the savory? Thyme. I think it's thyme.
I don't know why I just sniffed the mic. I haven't even had any of this gin yet.
Jack does that quite often, actually. So Jack going in, let's see what his thoughts are. He's pondering. Got a little bit of that. Going in for that second sip.
Well, the first one, you got to coat your mouth with the spirit. Yeah. So it's not hot. Because no matter what, your first sip of a spirit is going to be hot because your mouth is not.
Even coffee.
Not there yet.
You got to acclimate the taste buds. It is a shock to their system when you're dealing with spirits and coffee because they're more bitter.
Number one, this is remarkably smooth.
Remarkably smooth. Okay, what's next? What are you tasting? Does the smell match the...
It's herbaceous, yeah. Curtains match the drapes, yes.
I'm convinced Jack's favorite word is herbaceous. I think he just likes...
Herbaceous.
...like saying herbaceous for no...
I mean, there's a lot of herbs in here. Fine, it's the botanicals. Yeah, I get a lot of... hey, you hit the right one, finally.
That was the one I meant to hit. So I mean herbaceous, yeah. It's a good word.
Take a sip.
Oh yeah, that's not terrible. It's, though, for a first sip.
Herbaceous, would you say?
Yeah, it is very herbaceous.
Thank you. Thank you for that redemption story. I'm here all week.
All right.
So
it is smooth, but I would say it's New Holland's gins,
a little bit
Hendrix
smoother.
Is really smooth.
Yeah,
this is get a little bit
a little spicy,
but not terrible.
It brings the heat for sure. Because like the aftertaste, like once all the flavors are gone, you get hit with some spice.
Yeah.
You get hit with the heat.
but it actually has some spices.
This would kind of make a phenomenal martini.
Yes. I was going to say this being mixed slash shaken, I think is right up there because it's got the strength. It's got the body that's going to last through the whole cocktail or whole mixed drink. Instead of, you know, some of the ones that are very smooth and nice and light don't last in a,
they can't really cocktail. Take the heat of the other.
They get drowned out
things in the cocktail. Yeah. That's what I said. I think this would be great in a martini because A, it's smooth enough. Mm-hmm. B, at the end, you get reminded you're still drinking a martini.
Yeah.
But it's
throw a dirty olive in there.
It's got a lot of flavor. So that's going to hold up nicely with the dry vermouth. Mm-hmm. And just, I think a lemon twist would just really bring out all of the citrus in this.
Because you get it. And you get the sweetness from them. None of the bad parts of the citrus. Like, I would say it definitely starts with the lemon lime mixture.
100%.
Kind of finishes near a grapefruit. And then you hit the herbaceous part really hard at the end. You get
that dry acidity towards the middle, I'm going to say. And then it finishes off with like some thyme.
Yeah. Definitely.
Thyme.
No pun intended.
Maybe jasmine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very floral, herbal.
Yeah.
It starts citrusy, ends herbal.
This is exactly what I look for in a gin. Like this is my ideal gin like flavor profile.
What do you compare this to the other gins? Like what flavor is on your palate that
I would say this is very close to Hendrix in that kind of flavor profile.
I was going to say, because don't they do cucumbers in that?
Yeah.
Just so would slap with a cucumber.
Yeah. So like if you made this at G&T and garnished it with a cucumber and a lemon. Every time.
Not the traditional lime. Not saying it would be bad, but I think it gets more complemented with that freshness of the cucumber and then the sweetness of the lemon.
Yep, I'd hit it with a lemon peel, lemon twist, and a cucumber spear.
Boom. Spear? I like the ribbon. I like what Colin does with the ribbon.
Yeah, the ribbon's dope. That's
a lot of work, but
it'd be phenomenal. And it'd look great. Put that in a highball. Chef kiss.
Chef's kiss. Yeah, so there it is. I'm going to go on. Jack finished it. I'm going to go on Lynn and see. He's going to just go ahead and stamp that bad boy.
Stamp of approval right now. Boom. Kalamazoo Stillhouse gin. Delicious. Citrusy.
Not even that expensive either.
No, I mean
it's pretty solid.
It's a craft, locally made spirit. That is, I don't want to say a deal, but it's pretty damn good.
Another quick question.
Rapid fire.
Would you put this, if you put this neck and neck with Knickerbocker, who's winning? I'm putting him in the hot seat right now. It's definitely a hot seat. Jack's got to make
it. They're really close because Knickerbocker's delicious. It's one of my favorite gins. Like prior to tasting this, it was easily my second favorite gin that I've tasted outside of Hendrix. And that's including the different varieties of Hendrix that I've tasted, like the Lunar and the Solstice and all that stuff. I put Hendrix up here in gin for me, upper echelon, my favorite gin.
Beefeater.
Beefeater is a very solid gin. It's good. It gets my stamp of approval. It's not as flavorful as this.
No, that one's more London Dry, of course.
I'm going to have to say, for me, since Kalamazoo Stillhouse is smaller than New Holland, I'm going to give this the nod over the Knickerbocker.
That time I hit the right button.
This is no shit. One of the best gins I've tasted.
I would happily agree with you. Again, not scripted, completely raw. Throw two strangers into a room and see what they do when they taste some gin. I would consider putting this as our staple.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
New Holland's local too, but like they're, it's good. It's their branding's nice, but I really like this.
This is nice.
This is a very good spirit and I'd consider carrying this.
So stay tuned. Check our Instagram, Facebook, possibly TikTok to see if we do end up carrying this. That's how good this gin has performed.
That's off the cuff. Literally, this is the first time we've tasted this.
Yeah, no kidding. First time we tasted it. I know we tried one from Arbor with it Bob.
It was solid.
They had the whole seasonal thing going on.
And I think the one we tasted was like fall one. And so they put in some extra like spices.
Yeah,
I didn't to like me, it. That wasn't really great with the gin. This is pretty damn good. I have to try it
in a gimlet, see how it stands with the gimlet.
Ooh, gimlet.
All right.
What's your favorite gin cocktail?
Favorite gin cocktail?
Rapid fire, off the cuff.
Palm Holland's pretty solid. That's more of a mixed drink. I wouldn't consider that a... French 75, is that made with gin?
Oh, yeah.
I would either go French 75...
That's a classic.
...or gimlet. Definitely, they're up there. They're simple, solid...
Classics for a reason.
But I mean, if we're really getting down to brass tacks, G&T.
I mean, G&T's here for a reason. They're good. They have healing properties.
Yeah, exactly. The tonic. The
Q9 or quinine and in the tonic.
Yeah, that was my drink of choice back at Rick's in East Lansing.
That was my drink of choice at the lounge. I would have to say my favorite gin cocktail is a gin martini.
Ramon Gin Fizz?
They're tasty, but they take like 15 minutes to make.
So not a bad thing,
but like you go into a bar.
And not everybody can make them, right?
10:30, and you ask for a Ramon Gin Fizz. Woof.
Yeah. Oh, because that's the one you have to let sit, right?
Yeah, you got to let the egg white rise.
Yeah.
JB makes a phenomenal Ramon Gin Fizz. If I remember correctly, that is his favorite cocktail to make.
Go ahead. Inundate him with some Ramon Gin Fizzes.
But yes, martini, not dirty, just a classic martini with dry vermouth. Actually, I really like the Vesper.
Oh, yeah. The
Vesper's a really damn
shaken,
good
one. Not stirred. Are you supposed to stir martinis?
You're supposed to stir martinis, yes, because that's the big deal, because Mr. Bond wants his shaken. So the Vesper is one part gin, one part vodka, one part Lillet Blanc, which is a white
wine,
and a lemon twist.
Boom. Quick question for all y'all out there before we wrap up. We've been contemplating doing a pop culture podcast for years now. What are your thoughts? Would you be interested in seeing that? Hearing that?
Yeah, we're talking TV shows, we're talking movies, music. I just got done watching Sex and the City over again. So
New one's out. Not sponsored by HBO, but check it out. It's a great series, the original. I don't know about the next one, but and there's that. Right? That's what it's called.
And just like that,
we're
getting done with this podcast.
All right. Let us know if you want to see more content from us in that realm. But that's it. Sample approval. Kalamazoo Stillhouse Gin.
And as always, if you have any spirits you want us to try, let you know about, let us know in the comments. Shoot us an email, a Zmail, or a phone call. Take it easy. Have a good one.
See you.